Hey, you. I heard you like the most taboo, fucked up shit. You know, there's a place in the city where you can go and order whatever you like. Yeah, it's kind of like a cafe, but a cafe where all your wildest and most twisted fantasies come true. Is this seedy little bistro down one of the side streets after Lincoln Square? You'd barely even notice it if you weren't looking for it. I'm actually heading there now. You look interested. Do you want to come? So, just down here and see that nondescript rundown building? No, don't worry. It's much nicer inside. Very exclusive kind of clientele, so they did it all fancy inside. The windows have had that under refurbishment sign in for years, and they've misted the window so no one can see in. Shall we? Hey, it's Claire. Go on in quickly. Hey, Steve. Yeah, afternoon shift, and I found this creep on the street looking at very bad stuff on his phone right at the bus stop. Yeah, man, I saw you. You really ought to be more discreet. And fancy following a strange girl to a run-down building. You must either have a fucking death wish or be really desperate to fulfill those nasty, fucked up fantasies of yours. Thought so. Follow me, I just need to get changed and then I'll find you a table. Sign this NDA while I'm changing. Hey, perv, eyes on the paper. What, you never seen a naked girl in real life before? All the NDA? It's just in case you recognize any of our clients. They pay a lot to make sure their secrets never get out, so it's just a little added security for them. So, what do you think? Super slutty, right? The tiny mini skirt covering half my ass cheeks, the frilly little apron, the skin-tight corset. It is more comfy than it looks, to be fair. I love the hairpiece, though. Oh, I don't think the thin black veil is doing much to hide my identity. Okay, let's go get that table. Yeah, it's bigger than it looks, right? The fun stuff happens just out back, and in the basement, there's a playroom with more equipment for the more sadistic folks. Okay, this is the dining room. Used to be set out all garish and 50s, but I much prefer the darker theme, don't you? Very plush, very red velvet and gold trim, somber lighting. I don't know, I think a few gothic statues and we could be in a fantasy castle. You can take this booth. It's gonna be a pretty quiet afternoon. Most clients don't get here till 6. Take out the stress of their work day, you know? So, here's the menu. What? You really didn't expect a kiddie cafe? I thought I'd made it pretty obvious on the way here, considering how I found you and all. You're trying to protest, sir, but I see your eyes constantly glancing back down at the menu, so do you like the pictures? They were my idea to add to our accessibility. So, for the entrees, I would recommend a Nina. By aged, they just mean experience. She's been here a few years now. Started around 5, I think. She's 9 now, and she sucks cock better than me. For the main course, it depends if you prefer black or white meat, sir, but I know little Aaliyah gets overlooked. Doesn't she look so cute in that gold bikini? Yeah, I was going for a Star Wars reference, but she's 7, so she doesn't really get it. And dessert, we just got a 4-year matured toddler asshole. Does the set menu please you, sir, or would you like a little longer to look over the menu? You can choose something à la carte. Yep, you can add extras. Okay, so Nina in a maid outfit. Aaliyah in the bikini with a leash. And which toddler would you like, sir? Hope. Nice choice. Yes, she can be wearing the bright blue Barbie panties. Excellent choice, sir. Any props required? One medium vibrator and a butt plug. Small? Perfect. Can I get you an aperitif while you wait? Okay, I'll have Lila bring that over. See Lila? She's the petite redhead over there. Yes, she's a little underage to be serving alcohol, but I think a 9-year-old serving booze is the last of our worries. Your entree, sir? Yes, Nina, lay still or the trolley will fall over. Sorry, sir, she's very excited. She's supposed to sit cross-legged on the platter for you to take at will, but, well, she's kind of addicted to pedo cock now. It's okay, sir. Just sit there. Nina will help warm you up. That's it, Nina. Sit on his knee and undo his fly gently. You need to take things slower, Nina, or sir will never make it through his meal. Good girl. Rub the bulge nice and gently. Don't take it out yet. Listen to his breathing. The way it hitches every time your little child hands caress him through his pants. See how his eyes are full of lust for you? You want to make him needy. Yes, of course he needs your tiny 9-year-old mouth on his cock, but wait for his hands to clench, for the bulge to become impossibly hard, until he's begging for you to free him. Hear him moan under his breath. Good girl, Nina. Did you hear that? Yes, he said please. He's very polite. We like polite, don't we, Nina? Let your sweet, curly brown hair tickle his thighs as you pull his pants down to his ankles. Let him see you on your knees, your child eyes looking up at him. He's just realizing that this is really happening. He was wondering if he'd died and went to heaven, or if his dreams became so lucid that he really can feel your breath on the tip of his sensitive pedo cock, but no, deep down, he knows this is real. That he's about to get the best blowjob of his life from a little 9-year-old slut. Do you see how he twitches when I remind him that you're only 9, Nina? That a 9-year-old kiddie mouth is putting her lips on the tip of his cock, teasing him with her 9-year-old tongue, slurping his pedo cock all the way down her throat. Oh yes, she's quite experienced in deep throat. A real 9-year-old whore. Okay, Nina, let him take control. Let the sick creep fuck your kitty mouth. Feel that tight little girl throat choke on you, drool and pre-cum leaking down her chin, making a mess of such a pretty little 9-year-old face. Mascara running down her cheeks like the true slut she is. Yes, sir. I will slide the vibrator into her tight little girl pussy. Nina loves that, don't you, pretty? I'll fuck her cunny while you fuck her mouth, sir. Doesn't it feel so good having the little preteen girl moan while your cock slides down her throat? Little girls always look so good double-stuffed, don't they? Oh, you're done with the entree, sir? Are you sure? You want to save room for the main and dessert. Wise choice. Go clean up, Nina, and bring Aaliyah out. Make sure she has the leash. Good girl. Unlike most girls her age, she actually likes being spanked. Ah. Here comes your main course. Oh, and they've tied her up, just like a little spit roast. Isn't that cute? So, sir, how would you like her prepared? Of course, I'll bend her caramel body over the table, and I can lube her up with my tongue. God, I love the taste of 7-year-old pussy. It really is the best age, don't you think? Would you like to taste her too? She's nice and wet now, aren't you, Aaliyah? What's that? You need his hard cock inside you right now. I'm sure he's very willing to oblige. Such a good 7-year-old slut. Feel her tight underage cunt around your pedo cock as you push in inch by inch. How wet she is for such a young girl. That baby girl pussy squeezing you tight, basically milking your cock as you start to thrust inside her underage cunt. You want to come inside her, don't you? Nina's 9-year-old mouth worked your cock and balls too well, and now you need to bust deep inside this 7-year-old pussy. You should. You should come inside her. Flood her cervix with your seed. You can't breed her yet. She isn't even close to hitting puberty, but fuck, it would be so hot to see your cum dripping out of a 7-year-old cunny hole, wouldn't it? Yank her leash back so she arches her back properly for you. So you can get balls deep inside her. That's it. All the way in. Fuck that 7-year-old whore. Choke her while you pump her full of pedo cum. Oh, God, yes. I bet it felt good coming inside that tight 7-year-old cunny hole, didn't it? Lila, get over here and clean up. Bring Sir a drink to help him digest. Dessert will be brought out in just a moment, sir. No, we don't do doggy bags, sir, but if you really aren't feeling up to it, I can arrange a tea time treat for your next visit. Of course, sir. And when will you be back? Yes, tomorrow. Same time. Good for us. See you then.